but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a 0.08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a 0.08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, playoffs are in the air in a lot of sports. We're just talking high school football, state championship games this weekend as well. Playoff runs coming up in college football and the NFL. Saw the Timbers go to the playoffs, make a run into the first round. And by the way, Messi is just dominating with Miami. This could be the year that Miami actually goes and maybe wins MLS Cup, but we will see. Here locally, we got playoff soccer again this weekend. UP. The Pilots, Portland Pilots, at home at Merlo Field in the NCAA tournament. They are back in the Sweet 16. Another tournament appearance, the fourth time in the last five seasons and the sixth time in 10 seasons overall under the leadership of our guest on the line with us right now, the head coach of Pilot Men's Soccer, Nick Carlin Voigt. Coach, great to talk to you. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me. Anytime, you're still playing Thanksgiving week. You know, you've had a magical season and a great year, and it was a great game to beat Denver in advance in a wild match. You know, I think if you were a fan and you came to the game and you were impartial, there weren't many that were, but you would have felt like you got your money's worth. It was topsy-turvy, up and down, double overtime, went to the fifth PK shooter, and you know, we beat a very good Denver team. They were in the College Cup last year, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy to beat the same team twice. And, yeah, definitely what got us through the game were our fans here at Merlo Field and Soccer City USA. It was electric. It's as loud as I've heard the stadium since I've been here. And, you know, to survive in advance and play in the Sweet 16 is an amazing accomplishment for the guys and the community and the institution, the city, and just couldn't be more proud of our guys. So Overall, a lot of positives.
You got Grand Canyon coming up this weekend. That was a wild game with Denver. It finishes 2-2, and as you mentioned, you guys get it done in PKs. You're watching some of these MLS playoffs, too, and the PKs, you never totally know what you're going to get out of these. And these are, like, top-class player. What's it like being on the touchline watching a PK shootout that determines a playoff game?
Well, you're trying to stay calm and process-based. It's like anything, you know. It's you know, you're a basketball player. You're going to start warming up, shooting layups, and a golfer is going to go on the putting green. And you know, for soccer, we've been practicing these penalty kicks for 3 weeks. You never want to get there, but I think as a coach, I was a goalkeeper, and so much of it is repetition. And we've been training for these PKs for 3 weeks. To be honest, we've been spending a lot of time. And I think in the big moment, you saw our guys be very calm, collected, confident. And then our goalkeeper, you know, arguably maybe man of the match in the game, he saves one penalty. There's no pressure on the goalkeeper. You save one, two, you're a hero. And Miguel made a big save on the second one. So if I was, you know, totally calm inside, I would be lying. You know, your season's on the line. But I was confident, you know, especially when we made the save that our guys would go up there and execute. And that's what they did. And so I just couldn't be more proud of the group. For the fans, it's probably, you know, box office. It's just entertainment. And one team's going to be smiling and dancing. The other team's going to be crying. And their seasons and careers could be over. So this time of year in knockout football, it's everything to play for. And these are the biggest moments. And I think the biggest moments pull out the best in everybody. And for David Ajogbi, who, you know, believed in this team and came in to hit the fifth goal, I think was exactly why we brought him in. We knew their player we were recruiting, and, you know, just again, couldn't be more proud of our entire culture on display last weekend.
Emotionally, it had to be a challenge to come down from that and now prep for this weekend, not to mention the holiday mixed in between. What kind of week has it been so far, and have you been able to kind of recalibrate the focus of the guys?
Well, it was good. I had two goals for this week. Spend my birthday together. We did that. We went down and had a team meal. That was great. That was yesterday. And
happy birthday.
We're going to have a Thanksgiving. Yeah, thank you. We're going to have a Thanksgiving meal together. So there's nothing better than having a Thanksgiving meal, going home and watching film for the next opponent. So we know that's in the past. That's given us confidence. And it's a tournament of champions. Everyone alive is good. Grand Canyon's the top team. The WAC champs, I think they're on a 10-game unbeaten streak. They went and did the double, went to UCLA, beat the Big Ten champs, and then went to San Diego and beat them. And so they're a deserving team. They have the leading goal scorer in the country, a future MLS player up top. We have some future pros as well. And so I think, you know, if you're listening to this, we want you to come out, support the group Saturday. Not much has happened on Thanksgiving weekend in terms of other you know, sports games happening locally. Come out, get out of the house, come support the Pilots. Merlo Field is the best place in college soccer to watch. And, you know, we need you to create a fortress. So all eyes forward. You know, the past is giving us confidence, but that's over, and we're going to do it again. We love playing at home. We've been really, really remarkably excellent at home, and the plan again is to put our best foot forward, do it as a community. And the fan support, the students aren't going to be there as much because of Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of them have already made plans to come home. So the youth community, Soccer City USA is what's coined here in Portland. And time to come out if you're a Timbers fan, a Thorns fan. The Blazers aren't playing on Saturday. So just a sports fan, come in and watch a really exciting playoff game.
Yeah, it's the place to be. I can imagine getting the first round bye was important, getting that 8 seed, that national seed was important for the home game with Denver. You got the home game again. Now, I'm trying to read the bracket and the opportunities. If you guys still advance, is there another home game in the coffers in the Elite Eight?
Yeah, there is, because the number one seed in the whole country, defending champs, Vermont, lost at home. So, you know, one game at a time, that's been my mantra for the last 10 years, 1-0 mindset. The beautiful thing about a 1-0 mindset is that you earn a final game at Merlo Field. And so we'll be very present. We'll be very grounded. But we know that the way that the bracket is set up, sometimes you go into the game, you know, knowing that if you win, it's your last game. And here we're going to go into that match knowing that we control our own destiny to play one more game after. So we know Grand Canyon's a top team, very, very dangerous attack, very athletic in transition, well-coached team, and we'll be very present. But yes, to answer your question, we have the potential to be home the following weekend if this group can take care of business. So
that's awesome. Well, 7 o'clock Saturday night, encourage fans to get out there to Merlo Field and check it out for UP and Grand Canyon and the Sweet 16 at the top scene in college soccer out there at Merlo Field. Head coach Nick Carlin-Voigt, coach, appreciate it. Happy belated birthday. Congrats on getting to 100 wins this year now with UP. I mean, you've been doing this for a while and winning at a high level for a long time. Thanks for all the success there, and best of luck Saturday night.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And these games are rare. You know, this is only the second time in the history of the program, which is 48 years old of a program for men's soccer. This is only the second time in the history of the program that we've hosted a Sweet 16 game. So come on out, be part of history, and help us make history.
PortlandPilots.com/tickets for more information there. Thank you, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, and thanks for all those listening out there for the support. And go Pilots.